Chatters, chatties, welcome home for A Great American Chat, a podcast where we chat about great American media. I'm Chad Maurice, and it's time to close out Great American Christmas 2023, and we are going to do it with a ranking episode where we are going to rank these movies from 21 to 1, and joining me is Nicole from the Swing My Heart podcast. Nicole, welcome back.
Thank you for having me again. It's always fun chatting.
Okay, now what we're going to do, we're going to see how far we get today. We'll start with 21, and we'll get to when we get to number 11, I'm going to look at the time, and we'll see how far we are. We may have to split this up into two different episodes if we're running long. But if we can do it all in one episode, we're going to get it all done today.
All Yay. Right? Okay.
So let me preference this episode by saying all of these movies were good, and I enjoyed all of them. Mm-hmm. But some of them we enjoyed more than others. And so It was tough putting these in position. But, you know, Some of the movies we have to put at the bottom and some we have to put at the top. That's just the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nicole, get us started. What do you have at number 21?
I have, let's just been white. Hang on 1 second. Okay. Okay. My number 21 is Santa Maybe.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me find the picture here.
Yes.
Hold on. I got the posters up here. I'm going to put them in here. There we go. Okay.
Santa Maybe. And this one was directed by Brian Brow. And the synopsis says, can theater director Lila rise to the challenge of putting on the perfect Christmas ballet while also discovering her office secret Santa in the process?
All right. So why is it number 21? What did you like about it? What you didn't like?
Well, I think maybe the conflict was a little, maybe too over the top. Just in my opinion, I think She might have overreacted just a little bit. And that, I think that's one thing that maybe bothered me. Okay. Not bothered me. That's not the right word. But like, it was a little predictable, if that makes sense.
Okay. All right. I see.
I mean, it wasn't a terrible movie, but it wasn't my favorite either.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what the conflict was now. It was,
I'm trying to remember too. I haven't seen it since I actually watched
it. She was going to get on the ride, the buggy on the horse. And she said, said, oh, this is just like high school. This is a prank or something. And she ran away.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Cause he liked to pull pranks in high school.
Yeah. That's right. Okay. Yeah. All right. I gotcha. So that's number 21 for you. Let me get back to them. Let me find mine here. So mine, and this may surprise a few people, but mine is Peppermint and Postcards. And my reasoning is, well, first of all, let me say, I did like the comedy in this movie. They threw some comedy in here. So I did like the comedy. I just didn't think this movie was as good as some of the other movies in the lineup. Mm-hmm. I thought the conflict was good in it, where she tells him she no longer wants to do the dates. And he says, well, you have to do the dates in order for me to get my promotion. So I liked the conflict of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought this movie had the least amount of chemistry between the two actors out of all the other movies.
Yeah.
That was the thing that hung me up on it. I thought the actors were fine.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel much spark between them.
Yeah. And I love Christopher Russell, so yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
A little disappointed. And that's actually my number 20. So
oh, is it? Okay, we'll stay right here. And okay, well go ahead. Tell me why it's your number 20.
I think the same reason as you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the title didn't make any sense. Peppermint postcards. There were no peppermints. There were
No.
no postcards. I didn't get the title.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought it was ridiculous that the little girl put her letter to Santa on an open windowsill so they would blow out the window.
Yeah. Yeah.
That didn't make
Yeah.
Well, and I also didn't like the nickname they were calling her, the hashtag Santa Mom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't care for that nickname. But yeah. Yeah. So that was your number 20. That's funny. Right, so that was your 20. Let me find my 20 here.
I wonder if we're going to have any of the same numbers.
Oh yeah, we could. Well, my number 20 is Meet Me Under the
Oh.
Mistletoe. And I like these two actors, and I thought that they were good together. And I liked all the mistletoe talk and about the couples getting engaged. I thought that was good. And this had a good story. I thought this had a good story, but there were a few things that I thought were ridiculous that didn't make much sense. Like, I thought it was ridiculous that they were decorating a house that they were getting ready to sell. Because normally, when you sell a house, you get everything out of the house because the realtors want the house to be empty whenever you show it. So that part, I thought that was a little weird. And I also thought Jeff refusing the offer on the house because his ex-girlfriend turned down his marriage proposal 5 years ago. I didn't get the connection. I didn't understand it. And also, the woman that was selling the house decided she didn't want to sell it because she wanted to stay and keep growing mistletoe. And I'm thinking, well, you can grow mistletoe in California because that's where her job offer was. She doesn't have to stay in that town just to grow mistletoe. So yeah, those were my reasonings. But I did enjoy it overall. I just thought some things were a little hard to believe.
This one is actually a little bit higher for me, but
All right. Well, let's see. Let's get to number 19. What's your number 19?
let's see. My number 19 is Journey to Christmas, and this is another one directed by
Oh,
Brian
okay.
Brown. While on a charity press tour, a model ends up stranded by the weather at a family home of the driver she hired to assist for the week. This one wasn't terrible. I mean, I did enjoy it, but it was just a little bit lower on my list. I thought the chemistry was just okay for me.
Okay. All right. So you were
Yeah, but
low on the chemistry point.
I
Okay.
did like these actors. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually thought it was a cute movie, actually.
Yeah, very creative storyline.
Yeah, but I'll talk about it more when I get to it. So let's see. That was, what was that, 19? All right, wait a minute. I gotta find my 19 now. You're gonna have to keep track of me on these numbers. I may lose track of these numbers. Oh, this one's gonna shock you. Okay. Here's my number 19.
What? Chad!
Yes, Christmas keepsake.
Chad!
I knew that was going to shock
This one is way higher for
you.
me.
Oh, was it really? I figured. Well, okay, so this movie.
Explain yourself,
I'm
please.
going to explain myself. I'm going to explain myself. I enjoyed all the Christmas activities in this movie. All the stuff they did, like getting hot cocoa and praying at the nativity scene and going to the tree lighting ceremony. That was great. The actress playing Grace, the little girl, thought she was great. And it was nice hearing Daniel speak in his Australian accent. That was cool. And I liked him playing a single dad. I thought that was good. But the storyline of this movie frustrated me. Well, the whole movie kind of frustrated me because I like Daniel and I like Jillian. And I thought that they were really good together. I enjoyed them together. No problems there. But the timeline of this movie was very confusing because in one scene, Elizabeth, the main character, she indicates that her dad got sick when she was an adult and died when she was an adult. But then later in the movie, she says he got sick and died when she was a kid. So I was like, so confused.
I missed that.
I was so confused by what was going on. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what confused me. And I thought this one also had a, like you mentioned before in another movie, I thought this one had a weak conflict. Because Elizabeth, she got upset because she said, because Tom's relationship with Grace, his daughter, reminded her of her and her father's relationship. And that didn't make any sense, because I would think that would be a good thing. So I was like, why would you get mad about that? So yeah, those are my reasonings. And I'll hear what you have to say about this movie.
I can understand that.
When we get to it.
Yeah.
All right, what are we on, 18?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's your number 18?
Our Christmas Wedding. Again, this was another one that I did enjoy, but it was... Maybe I ranked this one a little bit lower because I hadn't seen the first one yet. So,
oh, you didn't see the first one.
Mm-mm. I still need to watch the first one. So,
okay.
I guess I just didn't know enough of the backstory from the first movie to.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, but I did enjoy it. I thought it was nice, and I love Drew Seeley. Of course, mm-hmm. I know Drew Seeley as a 90s, early 2000s Disney kid. He was the singing voice of Troy Bolton in the first High School Musical. So, and I saw him live on the High School Musical concert.
You saw him, yeah.
When I was in seventh grade.
Yeah, that's right. But you were bummed out that what's his name wasn't there.
Zach. But I love Zach. Drew Seeley too. He's fantastic. And I love the music that we got with him as a musician. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
Playing the guitar. Right. Yeah. But I didn't.
Okay. Well, that's fair. You didn't see the first one. So that makes sense that you wouldn't know quite the characters and what exactly was happening there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes complete sense.
Yeah. But I did love all the actors. And I remember seeing the best friend. I can't remember her name. It's drawing a blank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forget her name. Yeah, I know who you mean.
But yeah, she's married to Andrew Simic, who directed my grown-up Christmas list on Hallmark.
Oh, Brigitte. You're talking about Brigitte.
Yes.
Brigitte Kingsley. Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed her Christmas movie last year.
Yeah, okay, yeah. She plays the boss. She's the boss in this movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what was that? 18? Is that 18?
Yes.
All right. So we got to get to my 18. Okay. My 18 is 12 Games of Christmas. And let's see. Why did I say? Okay. So I like this movie. What I liked about this movie, I like movies that have Christmas magic. Mm-hmm. And this movie definitely had Christmas magic where the characters are going into a board game. So that was cool. And I liked the Christmas messages in this movie. I liked that they talked about trying to show the characters what's important at Christmas. So I liked that. That was really good.
Yeah.
And I liked that the romance in this movie takes a back seat to the theme. The main themes of the movie are the meaning of Christmas and what's important at Christmas time. That I loved.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that should be the main focus of every Christmas movie.
Yeah.
And I like the supporting characters.
Mm-hmm.
But this was another one where I thought the conflict was weak in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
woman gets upset for no reason at all.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get it. They're having a good time trimming the tree there near the end and talking about how great it's great to have each other back in their lives. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden she starts crying and runs away. It's like, why did that happen? I was so confused about why that happened. I didn't get it at all.
Yeah. Funny. This is actually the second time this has happened. This is my number 17.
This is your 17. Okay. Then we'll stay right here and keep talking about this one. What did you think about this movie then?
I enjoyed it. I thought the storyline was creative, you know, going into the board game. And I liked all the little activities that they did One scene that I really loved was when they were in the, was it a cottage or just a small building, and they were making the gingerbread houses.
Yeah.
But they stopped, everyone stopped making theirs to help.
Right. To help Lori make hers.
Yes, help Lori make hers. I thought that was really thoughtful and touching.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
And I can't go by without mentioning how I loved seeing Patrick Labrateau, I think
Oh,
is that his
Labro,
last name?
something like that.
Labrateau,
Yeah.
I think. And
Yeah.
he, I know him from Little House on the Prairie. He played Andy Garvey.
Yep. We got to see him. Yeah, that was great. We also got to see the blonde from last year's movie, I'll Be Home for Christmas. She played
Oh, that's
Lori. She
right.
played Lori in this movie.
I knew I recognized her. I couldn't put a finger on where I'd seen her.
Yeah, her name's Erica Duke. I liked seeing her
Yeah,
again.
she was great.
And then the guy who played Mr. Gabriel in this movie, his name's Anthony Jensen. I saw him play a psycho killer doctor in a Lifetime movie. So it was funny when I saw him on the screen. I'm like, hey, that's that Lifetime killer. So it
Oh my gosh.
was fun seeing him as well.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, the supporting cast was good in this movie.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite parts was seeing Patrick.
And
'Cause that, yeah.
getting back to the conflict that I didn't understand. Kelsey runs off to the church. And she says to her aunt in the church that she messed up and how do I fix it? And I'm thinking, what did she mess up?
Yeah.
What needs to be fixed? Nothing.
I know.
I didn't
Yeah.
get it. Yeah,
Yeah.
that made absolutely no sense at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, but again, I liked all the Christmas themes in this. That's where this movie really stands out is the message of
Yeah.
Christmas is the message of
Yeah.
Christmas in it. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so that was your number 17, you said?
Yep.
All right, so we'll stay right here then. My number 17. Oh, I shouldn't have clicked that. Wait a minute. Rearrange. Every time I try to share the screen, the pictures get all messed up. My
Okay.
number 17 is Christmas on Windmill Way. So this movie, where I got to check the time. Okay, we're at 17 minutes. Okay. This movie was okay. It wasn't fantastic. It wasn't bad. It was okay. What I liked about this one is the setting. The setting was good. The sawmill and all the Dutch traditions and the Dutch costumes and clothing that were in it. I thought that was great. I liked the clog hanging from the ceiling where they were passing messages to each other. And supporting cast I enjoyed because we get to see the woman who plays the best friend in this movie is also in, plays the lead in another movie that we'll discuss later.
I
What was
think I
that?
know.
The Jingle Bell Jubilee. She
Yes.
plays the lead in that one.
Yes.
Yeah, but I thought this movie was kind of slow moving at times. Not a lot happens. And the story we've seen several times before, there it was a not a very original storyline where they're saving the local business and trying to declare it a historical landmark. That was kind of the stuff that I didn't really care for. But yeah, but I liked all the Dutch stuff. Like I said, I like the settings. And it was fun seeing the gentleman who plays the business guy at the very end that shows up, Walt, the guy who was building the what resort that he wanted to build. He was in Fall Into Winter, the movie with Lori Loughlin last January. So it was funny when he walked in, I was like, hey, that's a guy from that Lori Loughlin movie.
Yeah. This one's a little bit higher for me, but
Entire for you? Okay. All
yeah.
right. So let's get on to what are we on? Number 16?
Yes.
All right. What's 16 for you?
16 is A Royal Date for Christmas. And I did really enjoy this one, of course.
Oh, okay.
Kara is a fantastic writer, and
You
you know that I.
actually had her on your podcast, right?
Yes, right before Christmas, yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought the storyline was very creative, and I thought that Danica and Damon had fantastic chemistry. And I think we talked about this when we were doing our preview. They have worked together before, so it was nice seeing them together again.
Yeah, they did a Valentine movie
Yes.
together before. Yeah.
Yeah. I think one of my favorite scenes would have to be the end when they share their feelings for each other.
Yeah. Oh, she comes into his
The
house.
house, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I
Yeah,
haven't seen this one in a while, so I can't remember all the scenes, but that
and
was one that really stood out.
he says something about she's asks about that other woman, and he says, "What other woman? There's no other woman."
Yeah. I thought it was well written, yeah, by Kara. Yeah. Great directing, great acting. Yeah.
And it had a I like the storyline. It had a
Yeah.
little bit different storyline than some of the other royal movies where she has to dress him for a week. Yeah,
Yeah.
that was unique. Yeah, that was
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah, this one was tough. I kept This one was tough to rank because I really did enjoy it.
All right. So let me see. Let me get back to where we were. Let's see. We are at number, we're at 16, right? Okay, 16. I put one that you mentioned earlier. Our Christmas wedding. So, like you mentioned, I enjoyed seeing Drew and Holly together in this one. You didn't see the first one, but I did. So it was fun to see them together again on screen because they were both really good in the first one.
I'll have to watch it.
And like you mentioned, I enjoyed seeing Bridget Kingsley again. But this one, I thought I was looking forward to this one because I thought it was going to be better than what it was going to be. I was a little bit disappointed because I really liked the first movie, and I think the first movie is better than this movie. The first movie is called My Boss's Wedding. Because Drew in the first movie, Drew was really funny and really charming in the first movie, and he wasn't that in this movie.
Yeah, that's a
Yeah,
bummer.
that's what that's, yeah. But it was okay. Just a little bit disappointed because I was looking forward to it because of the first movie. But you know, most sequels don't live up to the original, so
Very rarely.
very rarely.
Unless it's SSD.
Oh, signed, sealed, delivered. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true.
Or haul out the Holly. I know that's another network,
That's another network.
but those were just two that came to mind.
All right, so what are we at? We at 15?
Yep.
What do you have at 15?
15. I really wanted this one to be higher because I love Laura Austin and I love Christopher Russell.
Oh, really? Get out of here.
A Dash of
Wow.
Christmas.
Wow, a dash of Christmas.
I really wanted this one to be higher, but I think the thing that
16 for you?
15.
Wow, 15. Oh, 15? Okay.
I think the thing that maybe made it a little bit lower was, I don't know if you remember the one scene when Laura's character gets home and she's talking to her sister
Yeah,
and
sister.
her sister's husband is in the military and he's, overseas, but they don't really talk about him a lot after that. And
Oh
I didn't
yeah.
really see any like I didn't see a whole lot of military like memorabilia from her husband, if that makes sense, in the background. You know what I'm trying to say? I think that's one thing that I wanted to see more of and that made it be a little bit lower on our rankings. But I really did enjoy it. I thought it was a fun storyline, and I loved the chemistry between Laura and Chris.
And
I
one
think.
thing, and one thing I'll mention when I get to it, I didn't understand the title, A Dash of Christmas, why it was called that. Because when all the baking scenes, he kept telling her, put a pinch of this in, put a pinch of that in. So
I
I was
think
thinking, I was thinking it should have been called a pinch of Christmas, not a
I
dash
think
of
I remember
Christmas.
you saying that in your
Yeah,
review.
I said it. I didn't get the
I
title.
think my favorite scene, or one of my favorite scenes, would have to be when they're dancing and then the power goes out.
Oh yeah, that was a good scene.
And then, of course, the end when they're, in the baking competition and then they win for the, what was it, the fruitcake? Yeah, I thought that was a nice moment too.
Yeah, it was her grandmother's fruitcake
Yes.
recipe, right?
Yeah. I've
But it
never had
wasn't cake.
fruitcake.
It wasn't called fruit. I forget what it was called. It wasn't called
It
fruitcake. It was a
wasn't
little bit different
fruitcake.
than fruitcake. I forget what it
Yeah.
was. But yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
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 Never had
And
fruitcake.
speaking of you've never had fruitcake?
Nope.
Get out of here, really?
No.
Oh, well, you're not missing anything.
I've heard it's not that great.
No, it's not. The other thing, you mentioned the baking competition. I thought it
Yeah.
was a little ridiculous. He sprained his left wrist and said he couldn't compete in the baking competition, but the guy was right-handed.
Oh, yeah, I remember you saying that too. Yeah.
Was
Yeah.
ridiculous. Okay. All
But yeah,
right.
I love both of them. They're great.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So we're on 15.
Have you showed your 15?
No, is that what we're on?
Okay, yeah.
15, right?
Yes.
Okay, so 15 for me is a Christmas for
Oh.
the ages.
You have got to be kidding me, Chad.
Was fun seeing Cheryl Ladd and Kate Craven, who you've interviewed on your podcast. I enjoyed seeing both of them. That was great. I loved all the clothes in this movie from all the different decades. I thought that was great. And I liked that the main storyline of this was about female relationships. That was great. And the romance, kind of like in the other movie I mentioned, the romance was kind of the backstory, kind of just was there, but it wasn't the main story. Loved that it was about female relationships. That was great. I thought the movie was kind of slow moving at times. Not a lot happens in this movie. They just kind of sit around talking, which is fine. I mean, there was something else I was going to say. Oh, something that I forgot to mention when I recapped this movie. Or maybe I did mention it. I didn't understand why they celebrated the 40s first, and then the next party was the 90s, and then they went back to the 60s. It's like, why'd they do that? They went out of order. Why didn't they go in order of the decades?
I see what you're
Yeah,
saying.
I didn't
Yeah.
understand that. So obviously you had this one a lot higher, and we'll hear your thoughts when we get to it.
Yeah.
So we're on 14 now, right?
Yes.
What do you have at 14?
Okay, let's see. Oh gosh. I have a Royal Christmas Holiday.
Oh, okay. There we go. All right.
Yes. I actually enjoyed this one more than I thought it would, more than I thought I would. I thought it was going to be kind of stupid, but I thought it was cute. And I do remember this was the one you auditioned for and didn't get a part.
I know this was the one I auditioned for. Yeah, and what was funny was the scene that they had me audition.
They didn't even use it.
No, it was in the movie, and it was word for word exactly the lines that I said in my
What
audition.
was the scene again? Because I just finished it this morning.
It was the scene when Prince Jonathan is having dinner with the museum curator, and the museum curator is telling him how wonderful it is to have him there for this display opening.
Oh,
It
yeah.
was right
Okay.
before the main character walked in. The guy
Okay.
gets up and leaves, and they say, "Aren't you going to finish dinner with us?" And he says, "No, I have other obligations." And he gets up and leaves,
Okay.
and then Brittany Underwood, the main character, walks
Yeah.
in.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so that scene was word for word exactly those lines he said were the lines that I said in my audition, which I thought
Yeah.
was funny.
I think one of my favorite scenes. Oh gosh, I just watched this, so I should know. I should know. I think one of my favorite scenes is when they're at lunch. And then she gets a call from her mom about her dad. And, she's saying she has to drive a few hours away to another town. And he offers to go with her. That just.
That was a good scene.
Chivalry is not dead. I thought that was really sweet. And then also, I really loved, besides the ending, because, who doesn't love a happy ending? I loved the scene with Jonathan and her dad
Oh yeah. Yeah.
when they're talking about the his time in the military and
Yeah.
his Purple Heart.
Yep, that was great. That was great.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah.
I
Yeah.
thought they had great chemistry too.
Okay. So what was that? What number are we on?
14?
14. So I got to get the
Yes.
14. Hold on, let me find my 14 here. Oh, 14. Okay. It's not too far off from where you had it. Is a royal date for Christmas. This I thought it was just kind of an your average royal movie. Wasn't anything spectacular about it. It was good, but it wasn't, it didn't like knock my socks off, I like the storyline with him losing his luggage and, like I said before, her having to dress him for the week. I thought that was a good storyline. And I thought Damon did a great job with the accent. I liked his accent that he did in this movie. I thought the conflict was weak in this one. That was the thing that kind of, I mean, he gets upset and mad because some photographer took his picture. I mean, he's royal. He's used to photographers taking his picture.
I
That's
get that.
nothing to get upset about. Yeah, so that was where I was like, come on, what? But I guess he didn't want any photographers or any press at the party, I guess is why he got upset, I guess is what it was. And she invited this paparazzi to the party. I guess that was the main, I guess that was the reason, because he didn't think any photographers were going to be at the party. But yeah. So yeah, all right. That's where I have it. That's 14. Now we're on to 13.
Yes.
What you got at 13?
Meet me under the mistletoe. And we've already talked a little bit about this one. I thought
Oh,
that
wait a
they
minute.
had
That
great.
was okay. Yeah. I had it lower. Yeah, okay, here we are. Here it is.
I enjoyed the chemistry between Simon and Sarah. And I thought the storyline was fun about two realtors, and I like how there wasn't an official like meet cute because they already kind of worked together.
Yeah, they already knew each other. Yeah.
I haven't seen this one in a while, so I think I'll just say my favorite scene. You probably know what I'm going to say is the
The
My mind is fuzzy on the scenes, and I don't know why.
And
Probably
this
because I
one,
haven't seen it in a while.
yeah, I'm trying to think what the good scenes in this one were. Oh no, my favorite scene in this movie was where he got her book published and put it on the bookshelf in the bookstore. And she sees it on the shelf in the bookstore. That was my favorite scene in this movie. Yeah.
That's mine too.
Yeah, that was a great scene.
And I'm not just saying that because you said it. That was my favorite
Yeah,
scene.
that was a great scene. She got a huge smile on her face and she was so happy. Yeah, and it was great, like seeing her dream come true, because she mentioned earlier in the movie it was a dream of hers to see her book published and on the shelf in the bookstore. Yeah, that was, yeah, that was the main reason I liked this movie, was because of that scene. I thought that was
It
a
was a
great
good
scene.
scene.
Yeah. All right, what number are we on here?
The tool. Have you shared? No, you haven't shared your 13, so we're on 13.
Wait, we're on 13.
I think.
I'm sliding back and forth between oh yeah, we're on my 13. Okay, my 13 is a royal Christmas
They were
holiday.
close.
I had the royal movies. Yeah, I had the royal movies back to back.
We were
So
close.
as far as royal movies go, I'm not a big fan of these, but I thought this one was a good one. I thought it had a different spin than some other royal movies. I thought it had a different storyline about her trying to interview the prince and her working in TV. But that was good. I like that the prince was flawed in this movie. I like that he had a secret,
And I forgot to mention this. I'll just say it now before I forget.
What?
I also like how at the end, her boss came forward and said that it was him who
Oh yeah.
did
Yeah.
the editing and not her.
Yeah. Her boss, yeah, took the blame for it, which it was his fault. Yeah. Yeah, I liked in this movie, I liked seeing Brittany Underwood and Meredith Thomas in this movie. I know both of them from Lifetime. They've been in a lot of Lifetime movies.
Okay, yeah, I haven't seen either one of them
Oh yeah,
before.
Meredith
Yeah.
played the Carol, the TV diva.
Oh, yeah, yes.
He was the
Yeah.
blonde TV host. Yeah, so it was fun seeing them in both in this movie. And you're too young to know, but the movie or the woman who played the main character's mother, the actress's name is Karen Richman. But
Okay.
back in the 80s, she played Gidget on a TV series in the 80s. So when I saw her, I was like, "Hey, that's Gidget."
I feel like I've heard the name. What show did she play on?
Well, she's been in a lot of TV shows and movies,
Yeah.
but I knew her from this 80s show called Gidget.
Oh, that was the name of the show.
That was the name of the
Oh,
show,
okay.
Gidget. And
Yeah, I
yeah,
haven't watched
when I
that,
saw her,
but
I was like, "Hey,
yeah.
I know
Maybe
her."
I'm thinking of
So,
someone else.
yeah. And I like this movie, that this movie had a double conflict to it. You know, she got mad at him for having a fiance, and he got mad at her for airing that interview. So
Both
I
at the
like,
same time.
yeah, usually only one gets mad. Usually only one gets mad at the other one. But
Yeah.
in this one, they both got mad at each other
At the same
at
time.
the same time. Yeah. So I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
So I think this one, in my opinion, I think this one needs a sequel.
Yeah.
Because I think
Yeah.
we need to see how these two are going to make this relationship work.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing another one for
Because I was
this.
wondering what's going to happen. Is she going to quit her TV job that she just got, this big promotion? She's got her own primetime TV show. Is she going to quit
Yeah.
that and go to Europe, or is he going to move to the States, or how's it going to work?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind seeing another one.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so that was 13. We're moving on.
Yep.
12. What do we got? What do you got at 12?
Christmas on Windmill Way.
Oh, wait a minute. Christmas on. Did I already talk about that one?
Yes, you did.
Oh, did I? Wait
Yeah.
a minute. Let me find it. I did. Oh, that was the one with the Chad Michael, what's his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought they had great chemistry. The storyline, like you said, was a little predictable and, something we'd seen before. So that was one reason why it's ranked a little bit lower. Like, why it didn't make my top 10 is what I'm trying to say. But I thought the setting was nice, like you said, and I'm trying to remember scenes. I haven't seen this one in a while either. Let's see.
I'm trying to think what were good scenes
I
in that
don't th
one.
was it the very end when she comes in and he like to his meeting and
Oh
he
yeah, she barges into his meeting.
Yeah, that was
Yeah.
nice.
And says, "Hey,
Yeah.
you can't demolish the windmill and the sawmill because it's a historic landmark." Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I think I enjoyed the scene when they were on the bench too. Was that in this movie? There was a scene when they were talking on a bench.
Let me think. I think so. Were they on a bench?
I think I'm frozen.
No, you're all right. You're moving on my end.
Oh, I don't know. I'm frozen on my end.
Oh, you're moving on my end. So hopefully you're
Hang on.
okay. Hopefully you're okay. Whoops. Oh, there
There
you
we
go.
go.
Oh, now
Okay.
you're back. Okay.
Okay. Yes, was I feel like there was a scene on the
There
bench.
could have been. There could have
Yeah.
been. I
But
don't
that was a
remember.
nice moment too. And I have to shout out the Hardys for a second here
Yeah.
because I can't remember his character's name. Maybe it's listed on here. Let's see.
What?
No, it's not listed on here. Gosh, dang it. I can't remember his character's name in this movie, but on When Hope Calls, he played one of the farmers. I think his name was Hank on When Hope Calls. The tall guy, kind of
Oh, who
has a
did
raspy voice.
well, who did he play in this movie? Well, Hank, who is his? Like, who was he, a friend or somebody, a friend of someone's, or?
Let me look it up.
Oh no, he was the guy that was working in the sawmill. Is that who you're talking about?
Let me look it up. Let's see.
The
Because
tall guy wearing an apron.
he's kind of tall. Let's see.
He's the guy who had a crush on the grandmother?
I think so.
On Anne slash Oma? Is
I'm
that who you're
seeing if
talking
I could
about?
find his character's name. Let's see.
His character's name was Hank in this movie, wasn't it? Or
Her
Hank?
no, his character's name on When Hope Calls, I think, was Hank. In this movie, I just looked it up. Herb was his
Herb.
name.
I knew it started with an H. I knew it started with an H. Herb. Yeah, he's the guy that was working in the sawmill.
Michael Copeman is
Yeah,
his
okay.
real name.
Okay. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah, yeah. I got you. So he was on When Hope Calls?
Yep.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So shout out there for the
That's
Hardys.
interesting. That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Or the Hopefuls.
The Hopefuls, is that what they were called?
I don't know. I think they just went by Hardys the same.
And the woman who played the grandmother, Marcia Bennett, I've seen her in a lot of stuff too.
Yeah. I think I've
So,
seen. Yeah.
yeah, so it was nice seeing her
He's
in this,
great.
that movie. So, what was this? What number is this for you?
12.
12. So I got to say my 12.
Yep.
Let me get to my 12 here. Oh, my 12. Okay, my 12 is the Jingle Bell Jubilee.
We're close.
We're close on this one?
Yeah, this one's a little bit higher.
Okay. I thought this movie was cute. And I enjoyed the storyline of this one, where he's trying, sure, she's trying to fix him up with someone, even though she kind of likes him. I like that. I like that. And I like this one. This one had a good Christmas theme to it. Well, part of the movie had a Christmas theme where she's gifting people in need items that
Yeah.
people no longer need. I thought that was great. I thought that was great. And I enjoyed these two leads together. I thought they were pretty good together. Yeah, so I like this one.
Yeah.
Let's see. We're at 11.
Yeah. My
What do you have?
11 is
What do you have at 11?
Designing Christmas with You.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All
This
right.
one just missed my top 10, but it was
Just
really
missed your
good.
top 10. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. I love Susie Apremite. She's fantastic. And I hadn't seen Liam before, I don't think, but I really thought he was great as well. And the two of them had great chemistry. And I loved the
Okay.
storyline with, fixing up the house for, was it a Christmas party? I think. Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was a Christmas party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
Yeah,
thought that was, yeah.
it had a name. The Holly Ball, I think, is what it was called, something like that, I think.
I think so. This one actually for me was a little reminiscent of Coming Home for Christmas on Hallmark.
Oh, is that the one with Danica McKellar?
And
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you
Neil
mean.
Bledsoe.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah.
Based on the book by Jenny Hale. Yeah.
It's
But it
also similar to a Lifetime movie that I saw several years ago called
good.
The Christmas Temp,
Oh, I haven't seen that.
where what's her name? You know her. You know her. I can't think of her name, but you know the actress. But she was hired to decorate this house for Christmas. Very similar storyline. This
Yeah.
house that this rich person owned.
Yeah. I think one of my favorite scenes is when Liam's character surprises her with the setup outside, I think, with like, I think it was the arch and the Christmas trees. I haven't seen
Oh
this one.
yeah.
I'm sure you know what I'm talking
Yeah,
about.
where
Yeah.
he found her picture in the garbage.
Yes,
And so then
yes.
he designs the entryway, the archway
The
outside.
entryway, that's what I was
Yeah.
trying to say.
Yeah, she
Yes.
de designs it based on her picture,
Yeah.
her drawing. Yeah. Yep, that was a good one. That was a good one. So, what number are we on? Let me
10.
see. We're on 10?
Wait, have you said you're
No.
11?
No, we're
No,
on
I'm 11.
11.
Okay,
We're on 11, right?
yeah.
My 11
Oh, we're
is
close on this one, too.
Christmas in Maple Hills.
We're close on this one.
Yeah, what I liked about this movie, I liked the mystery in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it was fun trying to figure out who Dee was and who Marguerite married. Yeah, that was fun, you know. Was it the factory owner or was it the ranch hand or was it the soldier? Who
Yeah.
was it? Yeah, I like
Yeah.
that. I like that. I liked all the flashbacks they did back to the 40s. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I enjoyed the very ending. Well, I'm quoting you. I enjoyed the ending when Walker's father shows up and when they're all sitting around celebrating Christmas and he shows up. I thought that was real emotional. And I like that.
Yes.
Yeah. There were a few things, though, that didn't make sense in this movie. Didn't make sense that Valerie, the main character, she didn't know that her grandfather served in the military and didn't know he had a new nickname named Duke. And and she tried to find his military records, but she said there were no military records under her grandfather's name. That didn't make any sense. Come on. There definitely would have been. The paperwork by the or the lease was under the paperwork, the D property company. It didn't make and who signed the paperwork? Come on, her grandfather had to have signed that paperwork. So yeah, those are some of the things that didn't make much sense to me. But other than that, I like the movie because I like the mystery part of it. Yeah. So that's my number 11. So we're on to 10.
Yep.
All right, we're at 10. Wait a minute. We're at 46 minutes. Should we keep going?
I think we should just keep going.
All right. Me too. I think.
We're getting through them pretty fast.
So. All right. Let's keep going. What do you have at number 10?
I have Jingle Bell Jubilee.
Oh, that was one I already mentioned, right?
Yes.
Yeah, here it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on it?
I really enjoyed this one too. I loved the chemistry between Aaron and Marshall, and I actually thought that the whole cast had great chemistry together, like the four friends.
Oh yeah, because they were the there was the vice principal and then the semi-pro hockey player.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought there were a lot of great moments in this movie. I really enjoyed the giving back aspect of it, like you mentioned, and I'm trying to remember. I thought the storyline was creative with trying to set up her friend with Marshall's character. But then, you know, come to realize she likes the other guy. So
it was a nice touch.
And I'm trying to remember favorite scenes.
This one, let me think. What were the good scenes in this one? Let me think. I kind of, Jingle Bell Jubilee. This was where she decorated the chest.
Yeah. I haven't seen really any of these in a while. So
yeah, I'm trying to think. Yeah. Yeah. I forget what the good scenes were in this one.
There was a fun scene when they were, I think, working together to wrap gifts. That was fun.
Yeah, and there was a fun scene. Yeah, they're wrapping gifts, and there was a fun scene where they stuck their faces into those cardboard cutouts.
Santa
and had their picture taken.
Yeah.
And she said, "Oh yeah, he said, "Oh, your eyes are closed on this picture."
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did mention this in our preview show, but I know Marshall from Glee, and of course, I can't remember his character on When Hope Calls. It's drawing a blank.
Yeah, he was on When Hope Calls as well. Yeah. And yes. he didn't sing in this one. We know he can sing, but he didn't sing in this movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm actually reviewing this one. I think this will be my last Christmas movie review of the year. I know it's almost February. But
you still have to review this one on your podcast? Okay.
I'm reviewing it with Cricket on Sunday.
Cricket! Oh, speaking of Cricket, she was my reader when I auditioned for that Royal Christmas movie.
Oh.
Cricket. And she saw the movie and she said, "Hey, that scene that we did together was word for word in the movie." And I said, "Yeah, you're right." Because she read the lines for Prince Jonathan.
That's funny. But yes, I know it's almost February, but, you know, with being out of town for Christmas and then New Year's, and then I got a sinus infection, it kept getting pushed, so.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll look forward to hearing your full thoughts on this movie then.
All right. I can't wait to share.
So that was your number 10, right?
Yeah.
All right, wait a minute. So I got to find my 10. Oh, yeah, my 10 is Journey to Christmas, which you had down lower.
Yeah.
But I thought this was another cute, I thought this was a cute movie. Yeah. What did I say about it? Oh, what I liked about this movie. I liked how much screen time the two leads got. They were practically on screen together, like almost the entire movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought it made the storyline very believable that they would develop feelings for each other and kind of fall in love. Because sometimes in these movies, the two leads don't get a lot of screen time together, you know?
Mm-mm.
And like sometimes it's like it's hard to believe that they develop feelings for each other when they've only known each other for like 2 days and they haven't spent much time together. But in this movie, they spent a lot of time together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like that.
Yeah. Because he was her driver.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she went to his home and met his family and everything.
Yeah. That was nice to see her meet his family.
Yeah. And I liked that the lead characters were very mature and very sweet. Yeah. And they are both very caring individuals. Because he gave his workers Christmas off so that he could drive her, because he wanted his workers, his employees, to be home for Christmas with their families.
Yeah,
so he was definitely a sweet guy. And then of course she's traveling the country and making him stop at different places so she can meet all the people that she knows from social media, and she's given away clothes, all of her clothes that she modeled to people.
Also, can we just say right now, I think that is one of the worst bosses ever.
Wait, the worst what?
Boss, like her manager or something.
Oh, her manager. Yeah, he was an evil guy. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. He was not a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a good villain. Got to say that. Yeah. And I like road trip movies. This was a road trip movie, so I like road trip movies. And like I mentioned when I recapped this movie, I like movies that feature celebrities where one of the characters is a celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
And that had this in this movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was my number 10. We on to your number 9?
Yes.
All right. Lay it on me.
'Twas the Text Before Christmas.
Ooh, really?
I really did enjoy
this. You have that pretty low, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Number 9, right?
I did. Originally, it was a little bit higher.
Mm-hmm.
This one was tough. This one was really tough for me because I really did enjoy it. I love Trevor. I love Merritt. Mm-hmm. I thought that they had fantastic chemistry.
Oh, yeah.
I thought the storyline was very creative with, you know, finding love over a text message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought it was cute.
Yeah, it was definitely
scenes.
Yeah, it was definitely a cute one, and I thought it was a fun one. Fun watch.
Yeah. And I enjoyed, I loved how it took place over, what was it, four Christmases?
Over.
Was it three or four?
Let's see. One, they met.
Yep.
Then the second one, I think it was three, maybe.
Three.
I think it was three, yeah. I think. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I thought the whole cast was great. And I loved the mom, or the Nana. I love Nana. She was a great character.
Who was played by Jane Eastwood.
Yes.
Who's been in a ton of movies and TV shows.
Yes, I've seen her a lot.
And speaking of Christmas, she played Judy the waitress in the movie The Santa Claus.
Oh, she did. I'll have to go back and watch that now.
Yeah.
Scott Calvin,
the main character, burns the turkey on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So he takes his son to Denny's to have Christmas Eve dinner. And she's Judy the waitress. She's the one that waits on him.
Okay, I don't live under a rock. I have seen the Santa Claus, but it's been a very long time. So I'll have to go back and watch again.
Yeah, so it was funny seeing her in this movie.
The Santa Claus is actually one of my favorite Christmas movies. That's not Hallmark.
Oh, yeah, that's a great movie. Yeah. I watch that one every year.
Yeah. I like the first and second one. The third one, not so much. The third
Yeah,
one's
the
still
third one,
stupid.
yeah, the third one, yeah. And parts of the second one were stupid too, I thought.
I did love the second one too, but
The second one, I loved when he's leaves the North Pole and comes to town looking for a wife. All those scenes were great. But what bothered me about the second one was the fact that they made this fake artificial Santa to control the North
oh,
Pole,
I
the toy
remember that.
Santa. I hated that storyline. All the scenes involving the toy Santa, barrel, I didn't like those.
That was kind of stupid,
Yeah, I
yeah.
didn't like that part.
But I did like the second one
Yeah, but
okay.
overall I like the second one. I just didn't like all those the toy
Yeah.
Santa storyline.
I think one of my favorite scenes in the first one is this is the comical scene, the comedic scene when they're at the restaurant and the woman starts singing the best part about something, something.
Oh, the woman from Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
The Shania Twain song. She tries to impersonate Shania Twain.
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious.
And he's just like totally creeped out. And at the end, she's like, "You hated it." And he's like, "Actually, it kind of scared me a little bit."
Yeah, he puts his hands up like this. He's like,
Like,
I wasn't expecting a performance. Oh yeah, she goes, oh no. Yeah, that was a funny scene. That was a funny scene. All right, so that was what, your number nine?
yeah.
All right, let me find my number nine.
Uh-oh. Okay, I froze again.
What happened? Oh, you're not freezing on me. All right, so my number nine is one that you mentioned before. It made my top 10. Santa, maybe. I thought this was a cute movie. I loved all the secret Santa gifts that were being given in this movie. I thought those were great. What I liked about this movie, I liked the redemption storyline in this movie.
Yeah,
The
that
guy
was
is
nice.
trying to right all the wrongs that he did in high school and
That
trying
was
to
nice.
make things up with her. Yeah. That's what I really liked about this
Yeah.
movie. And it was fun seeing all the familiar faces from all the other Brian Brough and Brittany Wiscombe movies. We got to see like the blonde that had, or wait, no, that was the other movie. Oh, the blonde that played the ballerina, the diva ballerina. She was in Journey to Christmas.
Okay. Yeah.
She was in that movie. And there were other who was the other people? Who were the other people that we saw?
I can't remember.
We saw oh the oh wait was it Santa maybe? I forget the other familiar faces. I should have written them down, but there were other ones. I can't remember who they were. Oh, the woman that played her co-worker. She's been in other Great American Family movies. I forget the actress's name, but yeah, yeah. The only thing about this movie, I thought this movie had a confusing title. Well, I don't understand why it was called Santa Maybe.
Yeah, I
Yeah, that
got
was the only
confused about that
thing.
too.
Yeah, that was the only thing I didn't get about this movie. But I liked it. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we on? Number eight for you?
Yes. I have My Christmas Hero, and this is Candace Cameron Bure and Gabe or Gabriel Hogan.
Okay.
I did want this one to be a little bit higher. I did love it, but there were just a couple things with the military that maybe could have been looked into a little bit more, researched a little bit more. And if you listened to mine and Cricket and Tracy's review, you'll probably know what I'm talking about. At the end, when I think he was saying he was going to go into the reserves, something about like timeline of that, how fast that could happen, I think is what we were talking about.
I
Just
gotcha.
a couple of things that could have been researched a little bit more with that. But I thought that they did Other than that, I thought that they did a great job honoring the military with this movie. It was a tearjerker, but it was a good one.
Right. The one thing about this movie is it didn't really have any Christmas theme to it. It was just a movie about a woman trying to find trying to find out what happened to her grandfather in World War II. You know, it could have been a summer movie, it could have been a spring movie. You know, it didn't really have to take place at Christmas time, you know.
I mean, I thought it was well written, except for that one part I just mentioned about the military timeline. But I think I said this, great chemistry. I enjoyed seeing Terrell and Andrew as parents to Candace, and Terrell, the Hardys know her from season 8 as Helen Bouchard, and I know her from Virgin River as well. And then Gabe, I know from Heartland, and I'm trying to think. Oh, also, there were a couple more When Calls the Heart alums. The guy that played, I can't remember his name, the one that her grandfather saved, the older guy. I think if I'm right, he was in one of the When Calls the Heart Christmas movies. Or no, he was in, I think, one of the earlier seasons. Sorry, not one of the Christmas movies. I think he was the guy that was trying to sell Jack the land, or that Jack was trying to buy the land for the house from. And then the guy that was his son in this movie, the guy that played the older man's son, he was Amos Dixon in season 6 of When Calls the Heart, the one that held Lucas and Elizabeth at gunpoint. And he was also in The Wedding Cottage, if you watched that,
The Wedding Cottage.
with Aaron Krakow and Brendan Penny. Sorry, I'm getting off topic here, but
That's okay. That's okay. All right.
yeah, I enjoyed this one. I thought it was a beautiful movie.
So that's what number, what was that for you?
Eight.
Number eight. Okay, so my number eight is Designing Christmas with You. I thought, or I think, that this is Susie's best movie.
Yeah, it was one of her best. I do
I thought
agree
she, I
with
thought she, I thought she was really good in this movie. I thought she was really good with the comedic timing in this
that.
movie. Her facial expressions, I thought, were funny in a few scenes. And we got to hear her sing in this movie. And I like this movie because it's about decorating for Christmas.
Yeah, me too.
I thought the meet cute was kind of cute, her hitting him with a snowball. And I thought that they had good chemistry.
I did too.
So I enjoyed this one. All right, what are we on now? We're on to number
Seven.
seven. What's number seven?
Christmas in Maple Hills.
Oh, that was.
That was a
Oh,
little bit
okay.
lower for you.
Oh, yeah, this one.
I enjoyed the mystery, like you said. And of course, being a postable here, I liked the letter.
Oh, that was
As
one.
the letter aspect. And then I loved the, time jumps back to 1940, the 1940s, I think, is what it was. I thought that was nice. And I think this was the first time I'd seen the female lead. Her name is drawing a blank, Emily. But of course, I love Marcus Rosner. So yeah, I thought this was a great movie for him, and they had great chemistry together.
All right, sounds good.
And I
Sounds
love the
good.
proposal at the end. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, he proposed in the same place that
Marguerite got
her
proposed to.
grandparents, That one that were, yeah, where they got engaged. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. A beautiful movie. A lot of nice moments.
Okay, so that was what number for you?
Seven.
Seven. So let me find seven here. Seven for me. We weren't too far
Oh,
off on this one. Seven for
we were
me was My
close.
Christmas Hero. Yeah, we were close.
Yeah.
Like you said before, I thought this was a good movie for honoring the military and the sacrifices that they make for us.
Yeah.
Like you said, good chemistry between Candace and Gabrielle or Gabriel. The only thing I thought their relationship was rushed.
Yeah, I
Like,
see what you're saying.
yeah,
Yeah.
like right at the very beginning, the first scene they had together, he asked if she was married and asked her out. In the
Yeah.
very first, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like you said, it was nice to see Teryl Rothery in this movie. That was great.
Yeah.
Their character ages didn't make a lot of sense in this movie. That was the one thing that kind of had me scratching
Yeah.
my head. Like if the father died in 1944 when he was 20 years old, Teryl Rothery's father, she would have had to been like in her 80s, and Candace's character would have had to been like in her 50s or 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can
Yeah,
see
that was
that.
the one thing. Yeah.
I did. I thought there were a lot of great scenes in this movie. I didn't mention it, but I think one of my favorites was towards the end when they did the was it the tree lighting and the like lighting of the different branches of the military. I thought that was
Oh
beautiful.
yeah, the tree. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And then of
Yeah.
course when the military gives the or when they break ground on the new building.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
then when she actually hears she and Gabriel's character hear about her grandfather saving the guy's life, like when he's telling the story. Oh, I was a bucket of tears.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, this was an emotional one. Yeah, so that's my seven. So we're on to six. Okay, maybe we should have done this in two episodes. Oh well,
Oh
no stopping now. What do you have at six?
well, too late now. Destined to Christmas once more.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I really did enjoy this one. I thought it was a very cute movie. And of course, this is a sequel to the one from last year. So when it was announced, I was super excited that they were doing a second one. I love the chemistry between Casey and Shay. My mind drew a blank for a second there. And of course, I love the father-daughter relationship between Theo and Ashley. And just the whole family dynamics with all of them, I thought was to see. And the engagement ring, like losing the engagement ring, that just kind of it cracked me up, but then it was like face palm at the same time. Like,
Yeah.
yeah. A
Yeah.
lot of great moments though. Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun revisiting all the characters,
Yeah.
besides the lead characters, but also all the supporting characters.
Yeah, the proposal was very sweet. I actually would like to see another one with the wedding.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah.
And I reviewed this movie with Angie on the podcast a while back. So if any of y'all listening haven't heard yet, go check it out.
So that
A little
was
self-promotion there.
what
Sorry.
number? What number are we on?
Number six.
We're on six.
This was a fun movie, though. I really enjoyed
Okay, my six we already talked
it.
about a little bit.
Oh.
A Dash of Christmas. I thought good chemistry here between Laura and
Yeah.
Christopher. I loved all the outfits they had her in. I liked
Yeah.
the woman that played her sister,
Oh, Amy
Amy
Groening.
Groening. Yeah, I really like her. So I like
Yeah.
seeing her in this movie.
Yeah. Can she get more leads, please?
Yeah. I know she needs to be a lead. I know.
Yeah.
And I thought this movie was very visually pleasing. All the Christmas decorations, the red pickup truck.
Yep.
All that.
Classic red pickup truck.
Yeah. And I love in this movie, I like how the conflict was handled in this movie.
Yeah, I do too.
They didn't throw a temper tantrum and get mad at each other. They they talked about her leaving for this job in a very calm and mature way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I appreciated that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's six.
Yeah.
So we are on to what, number five?
Five.
What's your five?
Okay, this one kept going from five to a little bit higher. Like, I kept switching it because I really, really, really loved this movie, A Christmas Blessing.
Oh, wow.
It did make my top five, so that's good.
Okay, wow.
It almost made my top three. I'm not even joking.
All right. All right. What tell me about it.
Of course, I loved seeing Lori Loughlin again. And James Tupper is fantastic as well. And they had worked together earlier in the year for Fall into Winter. I thought that they had great chemistry. I loved the storyline of, you know, giving back to the community. And I'm trying to remember. I think favorite scenes, or one of my favorite scenes, is the one with Lori's character and Jesse's character. Oh, I got to mention Jesse Hutch. Jesse is fantastic. He knows his role.
Oh, yeah.
There's no one that could have played Otto like Jesse Hutch.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I love the faith aspect of it. And I think one of my favorite scenes would have to be the one, I think it was somewhere in the middle of the movie when he's working on painting one of the Bible verses on the wall and she comes in and they're talking about it. I think it was, I can't remember the verse, but I think it was one about, I think they were talking, I think their conversation was about like timing and everything. And you might know which one I'm talking about. I don't have the scene right in front of me.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then the one, I also loved the conversation with Otto and James's character when Otto quotes, "To everything there is a season." I think was towards the end.
Yeah, that was near the end. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't go by without mentioning all the wonderful familiar faces that we saw from SST and When Calls the Heart. We have Karen Holdness. We have, of course, who played Hattie. We had Laura Bertram, who was Mary Dunbar Graves in When Calls the Heart, and Peggy from Home Again in SSD, and then Jason Cermak, who was Dr. Burns in When Calls the Heart, and Jack Marjack from The Road Less Traveled, and then I feel like I'm missing somebody. Brownin Smith, I think is how you say her name. She was in The Road Less Traveled as well. She played one of the people that worked at the hotel that put on the 80s event.
Wait, what? 80s event? What hotel? What?
In SSD, the one when they...
Oh, you're talking about Signed, Sealed, Delivered. Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brown and Smith.
Yeah.
She
This movie definitely had the best ensemble cast.
Yes, amazing ensemble cast. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what was it? What number was that?
Five.
All right. Number five for me is Destined to Christmas Once More.
We were close.
Yeah, we were close. I really like this movie. Yeah. Like I said before, it was fun revisiting all these characters again. I liked all the callbacks in this movie, the Santa send-off where they got to ride the train, the Christmas Carol in the theater where they go see the Christmas Carol, the gingerbread house contest, the Christmas countdown calendar. We saw that again, that they used again, the dinosaur museum. So yeah, I really enjoyed this movie, and I do hope that they do a third one to do a wedding. I think that would be fun. And I liked how Brittany, the writer, handled the storyline with them getting engaged, because at the end of the first movie, they were actually already engaged or married or something, but she didn't know that there was going to be a sequel. So I liked how she handled it, and went back and showed how they got engaged.
Yeah, me too.
All right, number four.
Christmas keepsake with
Oh,
Dan and
wow.
Jillian. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Actually, I'm gonna be honest here.
What?
I literally just changed the ranking.
You did?
I literally just changed it. It was number two, but then I was just like, okay, so I'll preface this.
Right.
This was one of my favorite movies of the year for the network. I really enjoyed it. I love, of course, you know, I love Daniel Lessing and I love Jillian as well. And but I think that going back to what you said with kind of the timing of everything, I think that made me put it a little bit lower. So the timeline, I think, is what you said. And I actually didn't think about that when I was watching and reviewing it. It just, I think it just kind of went over my head. But I thought it was a fun story and I really enjoyed it. I thought the whole cast was great. Yeah. Think one of my favorite scenes. Okay, so I mentioned two. I had a lot of scenes that I really enjoyed, but two. The first one was with, but actually, I mentioned three. The first one was kind of a comedic scene, and it was when Dan's character, or Tom, and Grace were in the car. I think they were going to the Christmas tree lot, and they were talking about, you know, what they were having for dinner with, I think, Elizabeth and maybe her mom too. And he said ham, and she was like, "We're having ham tonight." We're having. I thought that was kind of a cute comedic scene and a nice little bonding moment between a father and daughter. And then another father-daughter moment I really loved was when I think it was the second time that he was tucking her into bed. And he was, you know, about to walk out of her room, and she was basically giving the okay about dating Elizabeth. And I thought that was sweet. And, you know, she was saying, "Mom would want you to be happy." So I thought that was really touching. And then I'm trying to think. Another one, it was kind of emotional, but it was the scene when Tom and Elizabeth opened up to each other. And I think she was. They were talking about their shared loss. That was a nice moment. The depth. I really enjoyed the depth in that scene.
They were sitting around at a table, I think, during that scene.
And of course, the faith aspect thrown in there a little bit with, you know, the music and some of the storyline. I thought it was beautiful. And all the Christmas activities. That was fun. And of course, hearing Dan use his Australian accent.
So where are we? Are we at number four?
Yeah.
That was your number four? Oh, so my number four
Oh.
was 'Twas the Text Before Christmas. I thought this was a fun one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked the cute meet in this one with Addie, the main character, showing up
Yep.
to their house, and James not knowing that she was going to be there.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Who's this?" And of course, her not knowing that he was going to be there, because she didn't know anything about him at that point. Yeah, I thought this was a good premise. Two people meeting through an accidental text message. Yeah, I thought it was a very unique and original storyline.
Yeah.
And like you said before, good chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a, this was a double couple movie because Nana also hooked up with
Oh yeah, that was really sweet.
The guy who was the like the innkeeper or owner of the inn or something. Yeah.
Yeah, that was really sweet. I feel like I've seen the guy, the innkeeper, before, but I can't put a finger on what I've seen him in other than this.
Okay.
But he was great too. Yeah, the whole cast was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. All right, we're up to number three. Right?
Yep.
What's your number three?
A Christmas for the Ages.
A Christmas for the Ages. Which one was that now? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let me find it. Oh, okay. There we go.
Yeah. I loved this movie. Oh, sorry. My face was being covered by the logo.
Oh.
I loved this movie. I thought that a fantastic ensemble cast. I mean, we have Cheryl, Kate, Anna, Natasha, Giles. Dean who played Natasha's father. And then you have, of course, you know, the guy that played Jim, who Anna Ferguson's character, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, was dating.
Mm-hmm.
I love the creativity in the storyline was brilliant. Like the different going back to all the different ages.
And yeah, yeah, that was good.
It was really fun to see, you know, all the different. And may I just say the costumes were on point.
Mm-hmm.
They were fantastic.
Yeah, they were. Yep.
And the nostalgia was real with the 90s. With
this. Yeah. All the toys and games that they mentioned.
Yeah. Although some of the toys that they mentioned, I never actually had when I was a kid. But still, I mean, 90s nostalgia.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, being a 90s kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, I don't know if you've actually listened to my review of this one yet, but the Christmas tree, the ceramic Christmas tree they had, I think for the 90s portion, like the 90s dinner that Kate's character and Giles, his character, you know, Natasha's parents, the ceramic Christmas tree in pink. My grandmother used to have the same, or was it in green? The whichever color it was, the ceramic Christmas tree, my grandmother used to have one.
Oh, okay.
Like the exact same one. And I actually, there's mine.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
And yes, I still have my Christmas decor up. Don't judge.
I think my mother used to have one of those trees when I was a kid.
Yeah. My Christmas decor will probably...
Oh, you still have your tree up. Oh, that's cool.
My Christmas decor will probably be coming down next week. I was trying to finish all the Christmas...
Oh, that's perfect for this episode since we're chatting about Christmas movies.
I was trying to finish all the Christmas episodes before I took it down, so...
Mm-hmm.
But we did take the big tree down, so...
Okay.
We don't have the big tree up.
All right.
I just have mine up, and my brother still has his. But we'll probably be taking them down next week.
All right. So what was that number? What was that for you?
Number three.
Number three. So I got to say my number three here.
Yeah. Great movie. I think one of my favorite scenes. I loved the performance scene at the end. There were a lot of great moments, but the performance scene when they did the little mashup of different songs, I think was a really good one.
Oh, yeah. At the end. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So my number three is Bringing Christmas Home.
We're very close on this one.
Very close on this one?
Yes.
And this one, yeah, I enjoyed this. I thought Jill did a great job in this movie representing like the mental struggles that soldiers face when they return home.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed the mystery in this one. This one reminded me of a signed, sealed, delivered movie. It did with
I'll
all the
defend that.
letters, all the letters and the pictures, and they're trying to piece together a puzzle.
Yes.
That's what this movie
Yeah.
reminded me of.
Actually, we might as well just talk about it because it's my number two. So
It's your number two. Okay.
we
Yeah.
might as
Might
well
as well.
just keep going.
Yeah.
I loved this one for that reason. And I mean, the whole cast was fantastic. I loved the little letter mystery we got, being a postable. I
Oh
thought it
yeah.
was very well done. Very well done. Lot
Yeah.
There were some emotional moments, but yeah, I really
Yeah.
enjoyed it.
And I liked Russell's sister Jules.
Yes.
I thought she
Yeah.
was cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing I didn't like about the movie, I didn't like the wig that Jill was wearing. There was no need for her to wear a wig.
Yeah.
She could have gone with her natural short hair because she was playing an ex-military person, so she could have
Yeah.
sported the short hair.
Yeah.
So I thought the wig was unnecessary. And I thought there was a very abrupt conflict and resolution in this movie.
Yeah, I'm trying to
She
remember what it
tells
was.
him that she's gone to
Oh, yes, that's
London for
right.
18 months.
Yeah, that's
And so
right.
she turns and walks away, and then like 2 minutes later, she pops out from behind the Christmas tree and
Yeah.
she's there. So I thought that was a little strange. But other than that, I really enjoyed this movie. This movie, the end of this movie really got to me,
Yeah, it
where they
got to me
give
too.
the jacket and all the things they found to the family,
Yeah.
the soldier's family. That
Yeah.
really got to me. I got emotional. This was the this out of this, out of all the movies, this is the one that I got the most emotional watching because of that very ending scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so
It was really good.
that was your number two.
Yep.
Okay, so now I got to get to my number two. Oh, we're gonna stay right here. My number two is a Paris Christmas Waltz.
Oh.
I
You can probably guess what my number one is now.
can guess what your number one is.
And everyone watching can probably guess what my number one is.
I thought Jen did a great job with the dancing scenes in
Yeah.
this movie. I thought they had good chemistry. This movie was very visually appealing, much like Much Ado About Christmas, the other Damien Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm guessing this is your number one, right?
Yeah, but I'll talk
Yeah.
about it in a second, so.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. And I thought this movie had a good villain. Gazelle or Giselle or whatever her name was.
Yeah, Giselle.
I thought she was good. The cute meet I thought was pretty good, where he stopped her from stepping into a puddle
Yeah.
and her not recognizing him. So yeah, good one. So what are your thoughts on this one?
I really love this one. I love the dancing. Michael and Janine once again knocked it out of the park with this. I think there were a lot of great moments in this movie, but I'm just gonna say I think my favorite scene is the dancing in the street.
The dancing in the street. Yeah, that was the best scene. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. They were singing and dancing.
Yes. And I think that was like actually them singing.
Oh yeah, it was. Yeah, it
Yeah.
was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both singers.
Yes, they are. And yeah.
Jen has released a couple albums.
I thought they had fantastic chemistry and I love both of them. And I know Matthew. I think I said this on our preview. I know him from Glee. So he played the music teacher.
Yeah, definitely a good one. So
Yeah.
that was your number one.
Yes, that was my number one.
And can you guess my number one? I'm sure you
I think
probably
I know what
can.
you're gonna say. Christmas blessing.
My number one is A Christmas Blessing. I thought this was the best movie of the year, both Christmas
Yeah.
and non-Christmas.
It was a
Thought it
really good
had a
one.
great Christmas message. It had Christmas magic.
Yes.
Like you mentioned before, Jesse Hutch, I thought this was the best performance of the year, playing Otto. I just love that character. And I hope that they make that character a reoccurring character. I hope they bring it
Yeah.
back for in another
Yeah.
movie.
Yeah.
I thought this one had the best kiss of the year when she reached out and grabbed his tie and pulled him
Oh.
in. Yeah,
The tie pulling kiss. Yep.
was great. That was great.
Yeah.
Like we mentioned before, great ensemble cast.
Yeah.
And I
Oh,
love what?
go
Go
ahead.
ahead.
No, go ahead.
I love that Otto was because communicating to heaven through AirPods that he had in his ears. I thought that was really funny.
Yeah. I was going to say, I didn't mention it when I talked about it, but I did mention it in my review. I loved the touched by an angel feel I got to
Oh
this week.
yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
And I just
So,
recently started watching that show.
yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's it.
That's it for 2023.
2023. That's a wrap on Great American Christmas. It was a good one. The
Yes.
movie, all the movies were good this year.
Yeah.
Now, coming up next month on Great American Family, in February, we have the Great American Rescue Bowl on Super Bowl Sunday on February 11th. And on February 17th, they're kicking off a TV show premieres called County Rescue. So I'm looking forward to that. What do you see?
Oh, I just did those chat messages just pop up? Or have they
Oh, wait,
been?
we got chat messages? Oh, shoot. I wasn't, I forgot to watch the chat.
Or
Oh, okay.
did they just come up? Because I'm
Oh,
totally off
Jay
mute.
says, always love seeing you, Nicole. Chad, not so much.
Thanks,
I
Chad.
forgot to check the chat there. Oh, Lori, is that Lori says fun chat? Okay, thanks, Lori.
Thanks, Lori.
Yeah.
And thanks, Jay. Always good to see you on here too.
So, Nicole, tell people your social media handles.
On Instagram, you can find my podcast at Swing My Heart Podcast, and that is swing like a port swing. On Twitter, it's Swing My Heart Pod. It's not X chat, it's still Twitter. And on Facebook, I think it is Swing My Heart Podcast. And on
Okay.
YouTube, it's Swing My Heart Podcast.
Okay. And what is Kat saying here? Great chat, Chad and Nicole. I came in late, right around your top four. Oh, I'll have to go back and listen to the
Thanks
whole
for
thing.
joining us,
Okay.
Kat.
Yes, thanks for being here. And thank you for being here,
Oh, thank
Nicole.
you again for having me. I can't wait to do it
Yeah,
again
it's
in the
always fun
future.
seeing you.
Yeah.
And that's it for now, chatters. Until next time, you keep the faith, keep smiling, keep your friends close, and keep your great American family closer.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.